Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasudeva Gadadhara,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare Hare. So I'm going to read from Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sharanagati,
which Sharanagati means surrender. And this Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sharanagati is a collection of prayers of surrender. So we hear a lot about surrender. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita,
Sarva Dhamam Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarvatham Devyo Mokshayishami Vasyacha. Krishna says, give the translation. Translation. Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I will protect you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So this verse is the motto of the devotees. This surrender is the goal of our life and the meaning of our life. Krishna says, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Sharanam means shelter. Just like in the Vallabh Sampradaya, they say, Mama Sharanam Krishna. That Krishna is my shelter. And here, Sharanagati means the process of surrender, process of taking shelter of Krishna. Krishna consciousness is not just a sentiment. Every word we have in Sanskrit, that has a particular meaning. So this word, Sharanagati, exactly what it means, that has been explained in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Analyzing, there are six symptoms or six parts of surrender. And that is described in great detail by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in these songs. So these songs are very important for all of us, for all devotees. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he begins his Sharanagati by remembering Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kari Shaparshad Shia Dham Shaha Avatari Atanta Durla Prem Kari Bari Dham Shikai Sharanagati Bhakatera Pran. He says that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his great mercy upon the fallen souls, has descended into this material world along with all his associates and along with his own transcendental abode. And very mercifully, he has given Adyanta Durlabha Prem, that love of Krishna of a standard which is extremely rare to achieve. Something which is very, very difficult to attain, he is giving it away. Such a person is called magnanimous. If, just like everyone may want to be a rich person, but it's very difficult to be a rich person. But if someone who has so much money and he simply comes and gives to everybody he sees huge amounts of money, then he is called magnanimous. Something which is very difficult to achieve, if one is simply given that by someone else, that means that the other person is a great philanthropist. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Mahavadanya Avatar. All the Vadanya means merciful, liberal. So all the incarnations of Krishna, they're all merciful. They all come for the purpose of giving Krishna consciousness. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanya bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijami aham Vritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushkritam dharma samsthapanataya sambhagami yoga yoga. In different incarnation, Krishna appears whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious principles. And when there is an increase in irreligiousness, at that time, to re-establish the principles of religion, Krishna appears. To protect the devotees and annihilate the demons, to re-establish religion, Krishna appears in every age. So Krishna appears to establish religion. That religion is service to himself. But the most secret of all secrets, that is very rarely revealed. The most secret of all secrets is that there is service to God beyond the rules and regulations. There is very free love of God that can be understood by the inhabitants of Vrindavan, that Krishna shows when he comes to this world. He shows his topmost pastimes, but he doesn't give access to them very easily. But when he comes again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives access to those pastimes very easily. There is a prayer by the great devotee Basu Ghosh. He has sung a song in praise of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sings, Jadi gora na hoito, tobe ki hoito, kemane dharitam de. He said, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, what would have happened? How could we have lived? Radhar mahima prema rasa shima jagate janato ke. He says that the glories of Srimati Radharani, which are the ultimate limit of loving affairs. Who could have informed the world about this? Madhura brinda bipina madhuri prabesha chaturisha. He says that to enter into the sweet loving pastimes in Vrindavan, that is the topmost goal of all activities. Bharaja jubati bhavera bhakati shakati hoitoka. That love of Krishna by the gopis of Vrindavan, who else but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has the ability to teach that to others? Gau gau punar gorangera guna sharala kariyaman. So he says, sing again and again the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, keeping your mind very simple and pure. Ebhava shagare emana doyala nadeki ekjan. In this material world, in this world of birth and death, such a merciful person, we don't find any other. And he says, Ami Goranga Balaya Nagenu Galaya Kemane Dharimude. He says that, unfortunately, I never chanted the name of Goranga. Then how am I staying alive? Pashurahiya Pashana Diya Bidhi Kemane Gariache. He says that, my heart is just like stone. How is it that Lord Brahma, the Creator, has made me like this? So there are many such prayers glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for teaching the highest level of Krishna consciousness. The love for the gopis, the love of the gopis of Vrindavan for Krishna, which is extremely difficult to attain. Even, what to speak of attaining it, even very few devotees, even great devotees, they don't even know about it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving that freely to all. But how is he giving it? By teaching Sharanagati, the process of surrender. It is said that Lord Chaitanya's teachings begin where Krishna's teachings end. Krishna's ultimate teaching in Bhagavad Gita is, you surrender to me. But Lord Chaitanya, he begins his teachings from the point of surrender. That after surrender, what happens? Then there is, after surrender, there is entrance into the land of devotion as a servant of Krishna, as a friend of Krishna, as a parent of Krishna, or as a lover of Krishna. So this is what Lord Chaitanya came to teach. But he doesn't teach it to anybody and everybody. He teaches it to the surrendered devotee. Now, it's very rare to find an actually surrendered devotee. So for the common people, to bring them to the proper standard, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches the process of surrender. Actually, in the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda, this verse, Sarvadhaman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja, this was discussed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that. Eho Bhajya Age Kaha. This is external, please speak something else. So Prabhupada explains that in principle, he did not reject it. But seeing that it is very difficult for the ordinary person in the Kali Yuga to immediately surrender to Krishna, he instead introduced a different process. No, not a different process, but a process to help people to come to that. To help people to come to that point. That process is chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invites everybody to chant Hare Krishna and take prasad. If you cannot fully surrender everything immediately, surrender at least the activities of your tongue. Krishna consciousness begins with the tongue. Sevan mukhe hi jivado. Chant Hare Krishna is one thing with the tongue, and another is taste prasad. So this is a very nice process, and everybody will agree to take this up, unless they're a complete demon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was staying at Puri, he would every evening hold Sankirtan. And hundreds and thousands of people would join him. And when they were tired, chanting and dancing, then he would distribute prasad lavishly to all. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are certified as the most magnanimous incarnations of God. Parama Karuna Pahundu Yujana Nitai Gaura Chandra. These Nitai and Gaura Chandra, they are the most merciful incarnations. Shabi Avata Shara Shiromani. Among all the incarnations, they are the topmost. Kivali Ananda Kanda, because their process is simply joyful. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us the highest subject, but the process to attain it is to surrender to Krishna. This chanting is supposed to bring us to the point of surrender, and beyond the point of surrender. But unless we surrender, there is no question of going higher and higher to the higher levels of Krishna consciousness. Practically, real Krishna consciousness begins with surrender. When one simply admits that, Krishna, I am your servant. I am not this body. I am not the controller of the universe. I am your humble servant, Lord Sri Krishna. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. Jivaya Shurupai Krishna Nitya Das. That every living entity is constitutionally the eternal servant of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching this Shikai Sharanagati Bhakatera Pran. This Sharanagati, this surrender, is the very life of the devotees. There is no meaning to Krishna consciousness without surrender. That is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita as Vitta Bhakti. It means crippled devotion. Do you know what that means, crippled? Crippled means, just like this lady here is using crutches. That means crippled. So what is surrender? That we should know. And we should know in great detail. That is described in Hari Bhakti Vilas. And Prabhupada quotes this important verse in his purport to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 66. What is that verse, chapter 18, text 66, you can say? Sanskrit? Anybody know? Sarva dhaman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. So that verse goes as follows: Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshishyatiti vishvaso goptritve varanam tata atmanikshepa. The next one is dainya. Atmanikshepa dainya shadavichha sharanagati. That is described here in this song also by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But he puts the six limbs of surrender in a different order. Explaining in Bengali, he has put humility, dainya first. Dainya means great humility. Thinking of oneself as dina. Dina means fallen. Dina, we often see this word. Dina Krishna Dasa Kohe Nama Sankirtan. It means someone who thinks himself very fallen and lowly. So these six limbs of surrender are described here. Dhanna Atman Vedan Bhakti Devaran Avasya Rakhide Krishna Vishash Palan Bhakti Anukul Matra Kaja Shika Bhakti Pratikul Bhav Varjan Angika. Which means, Dhanna means humility. Atman Vedan means surrender of the self. Body, mind, words, possessions, everything in the service of Krishna. Gopchute Dharam means thinking that only Krishna is my maintainer. Avashya Rakibe Krishna Vishash Palam means that certainty that Krishna will protect me. Bhakti Anukul Matra Kaja Shika, accepting only that which is favorable for devotional service. And Bhakti Pratikul Bhav Bharjan Angika, giving up everything which is against the principle of devotion. So these six limbs of surrender will be described in great detail later on by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then the next verse is very important. Sharanga sharanagati hoibe jaha taha prarthanashane shinanda kuma. He says that whoever has whoever is possessed of these six limbs of surrender, his prayer Krishna listens to, he hears it. Now, of course, Krishna hears the prayers of everybody. And even if we don't pray to Krishna, even if someone doesn't pray to Krishna, Krishna still knows what we want, because he is the super soul in everyone's heart. However, those who are pious, they pray to God for their desires to be fulfilled. That is better than the atheist or the agnostic who doesn't... The atheist denies to pray to God, and the agnostic doesn't care to pray to God. But someone who is pious, he prays to God. Arata aratarti. This is described in Bhagavad Gita. One who is distressed, a pious person who is distressed or in need of money, may pray to Krishna. So even now, if we go to some of the big temples, some of the famous temples in India, we'll see many, many people coming to pray to Krishna. Especially at Tirupati Balaji temple, hundreds of thousands of people go to pray to Krishna every day. You'll find big, long lines of people waiting to have darshan of Balaji. And while they're waiting, they call out, Govinda, Govinda. So these are pious people. They're coming praying to God, please give me some more money. Please help me to pass my examination. Just before the examination time, you'll find so many students come with their parents to pray to Balaji. So like this, people have so many material desires to be fulfilled. And Krishna hears their prayers, but he's not very interested in their prayers. He knows this is all foolishness. So people may be coming, asking, all right, all right, all right. Money you want, all right. Exam pass, all right. He may give the blessing. His name is Varada, another famous temple in South India, Varada Raj, Krishna. Vara means benediction. And Da means, Vara means benediction, Da means giving, and Raj means king. So Krishna is the king of all givers of benediction. But he's not so much interested. The people are coming, give me this, give me this, give me this. So if someone comes to Krishna and says, give me your pure, give me devotional service at your lotus feet, then Krishna becomes very pleased. Krishna, he hears everybody's prayer, but he particularly likes to hear the prayers of his pure devotees. So, pure devotee means one who is sharanagata, one who is surrendered in these six ways. Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, sharanga sharanagati hoi bejaha. Who is surrendered in all six ways, taha prarthana shune shinanda kumar. Krishna hears his prayer. So one has to be surrendered in all six ways, not one, two, or three. Just like someone may adopt anukalyasya sankalpa to do things which are favorable for devotional service, such as chanting 16 rounds a day of Hare Krishna and following the four regulated principles. But he may not be very serious about pratikulyasya varjanam, giving up those things which are contradictory to devotion. He may chant 16 rounds a day, follow the four regulated principles, and read the newspaper for 2 hours a day. Or he may be pratikulyasya varjanam. He may have given up all bad habits. He may lead a very pure life. But he's not anukulyasya sankalpa. He's not very serious about engaging in devotional service. Or someone may have all the different things. He does his devotional service very nicely, but he's proud. He may think, I'm the best devotee. I follow devotional service very nicely. So if one does not have all six limbs of surrender, then he cannot be fully pleasing to Krishna. So even if one is not fully surrendered, but he sincerely desires to be fully surrendered, then even then Krishna becomes very interested to help such a devotee. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yinamam upiyantite. Krishna says in the Gita that if one sincerely worships me with love, I give him the intelligence by which he can come to me. So, if one has such a desire to be fully surrendered, but he's still in the neophyte stage, how should he go about becoming a pure devotee? That Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in the next two verses. Rupashanatam pade dante truna kori bhakati vinoda pade duhum pada dhari kadiya kadiya bale amito adham shikaye sharanagati karo hayo tom. He He says that putting a straw in my mouth, this is a sign of humility, I fall down at the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatan, and I hold on to their lotus feet. Crying and crying, I say, I am the most fallen, but please teach me the process of Sharanagati and make me a pure devotee. So this is the process. By taking shelter of the acharyas in parampara, then we can, by their mercy, then we can become lifted up from our lowly position to the position of pure devotees. So we'll discuss more tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Is there any question? What's the time? Time, time? Oh, plenty of time. Okay. Hmm.
So in the course of your lecture, you make sure that Krishna will not attend to the pious by attending to your prayer.
Oh.
In order to give it to your understanding. Does that mean that Krishna is encouraging one to be pious by giving answer to their prayer?
Yes, do you want to translate the question? Could you understand it? He says that, why is Krishna encouraging people to be pious by giving an answer to their prayer? Yes, it's an interesting question. Krishna could just say, you want money? Get out of here. You want to pass your exam? Go away. But he doesn't. Generally he fulfills the prayers. Of course, not just you have to offer something to Krishna also. So the idea is that when someone approaches Krishna in such a humble mood, he may have his own material desire, but by coming in contact with Krishna, he'll become purified. That by seeing how beautiful Krishna is, by chanting his names, his hidden transcendental emotions will be awakened. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada told a story that one man who happened to be a thief, he was listening in the public assembly. There was some discussion about Krishna. Previously in India, this was very common. Even now you'll see that there are meetings to discuss Krishna. So the thief heard that Krishna is a very beautiful boy and he's decorated with very valuable jewels. And he runs here and there in Vrindavan. So he thought, this is a good chance for me. Let me go to Vrindavan. And if Krishna is running here and there unprotected, I can steal all his jewels. So he went to Vrindavan, and he was thinking, let me find Krishna. So he was going to Vrindavan thinking, let me find Krishna, just like a pure devotee. Great pure devotees, they go to Vrindavan thinking, I'm going to Vrindavan, let me find Krishna there. Of course, his idea was different. But when he reached Vrindavan, he actually saw Krishna there, covered in beautiful jewels. Krishna said, so, what do you want? And the thief fell down at his lotus feet and said that, I only want you, I don't want anything else. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted to get some benediction from Krishna. But when he actually saw Krishna, he didn't want such a benediction. Because by worshipping Krishna intensely, then he became attracted to Krishna. And he realized that there is nothing else worth attaining but pure Krishna consciousness. Swamin kritatosmi varangayache. He said when he saw Krishna, he said, actually now I'm completely satisfied. I don't want anything, any benediction from you. So in the same way, people, they go, for instance, to Tirupati to see Krishna. And it's not that they're completely devoid of devotion. They go, they offer some incense, some coconut, and if they are fortunate, they will hear someone expounding the glories of Balaji. So this is a chance for them to become purified. Especially if they come in contact with a pure devotee, then their crippled devotion may be converted into pure devotion. So it's a good question, thank you. Let me take someone else's question because there are so many questions. Let's take our... Humble, not tolerant, humble. That is a traditional sign of humility in Vedic culture. If one puts a straw between his teeth and offers his obeisances, it means I accept my position as very humble before you. You see, when Rupa Goswami came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met him at Prayag, the same thing, he fell down with a straw in his mouth. So, another question.
She's saying that the university thought about this understanding of the very important when you offer prayer to Krishna, she doesn't send it to your opponent, but how we can develop this understanding of the very important. And so that this is not a hard devotional service, when we, for example, practical devotional service. Because if we feel ourselves vulnerable, we can help somebody to become to be conscious.
He means in preaching. Actually, in preaching, we shouldn't think that I am delivering this person. Out of my great causeless mercy, I have descended in this world to deliver all the conditioned soul. Rather, I am the lowest fool and the worst rascal. But somehow or other, by the causeless mercy of my spiritual master, I've been engaged in this devotional service. So on his order, I am preaching. I am simply an instrument in his hands. As Prabhupada once said, in this movement, he said to some of his disciples, in this movement, I am the real preacher and you are all simply my assistants. So our prayer should be to be a tool in the hands of our spiritual master. And another question.
I did a suggestion. Some, even the best devotee, they didn't have knowledge about this. And then, what was it meant?
Yes, that means that there are many great devotees who are worshipping the Lord in Vaikuntha. They don't have knowledge of the gopis' love of Krishna in Vrindavan. Or even if they have knowledge of it, they don't have the means to enter into it, or the desire to enter into it. That's why that's sometimes called Brahmara Durlabha Prem, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave love of Krishna at a standard that even Lord Brahma, he may find very difficult to understand. That's at the time of the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Brahma came down from his seat at the top of the universe. He joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes as Haridas Thakur. If he had kept the same mood as Brahma, that I'm the top boss in the whole universe, then he couldn't have joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But as Haridas Thakur, he was born in a Muslim family, which means he was rejected from the ordinary Hindu society. Thus he always remained very humble and meek. So by adopting this humility, Brahma, he was able to attain the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, if he had remained in the mood of Brahma, then it was very difficult for him to understand Krishna consciousness. So these are all very elevated topics. That doesn't mean that we should start to think that we are better than Brahma or Prahlad or Dhruva. And one more question.
So you're saying that in many times we hear that we have to find inspiration within ourselves.
Who said that? What does that mean? If you look inside yourself, then you'll find lust, greed, anger, envy, all these things. Of course, inside is also Krishna. But our vision of him is covered by lust, greed, anger, envy, so many things. So our inspiration comes from hearing about Krishna.
So we have inspiration from external sources.
Not external. Krishna is that one devotee's name, Akhilatma Priya. Krishna is Akhilatma. Krishna is in everyone's heart. So it's not something that is superfluous to our existence. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Shadha Kobunoi Shavanadi Shuddha Chitte Kari Yodoi. Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart, but it is covered. It is covered. Now we are covered by Maya. So by the process of hearing and chanting about Krishna, that dormant Krishna consciousness is revived. Krishna consciousness in everyone's heart, but it has to be revived by the process of devotional service, which begins with hearing. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, and remembering Krishna. So remembering Krishna means that's also internal process. But you can't remember Krishna unless you've heard about him. Otherwise, what are you going to remember? You have to know something, then you can remember. So first thing is hearing. Hearing is the most important function in devotional service. And if we hear how wonderful Krishna is and how kind he is, then why will we not want to serve him? That is inspiration. All right, Hare Krishna. Now, one thing, we're talking about surrender. But how to practically apply that in our lives? That means we should work very enthusiastically in the service of Krishna. So this temple is now a little bit famous around the world for distributing many books. So distributing books doesn't just happen. You walk on the street and then you go to sleep and someone comes and automatically buys them. You have to work hard to sell those books. And you have to surrender to Krishna. You have to pray to Krishna, Krishna, please make me an instrument of my spiritual master in this book distribution. So this is practical surrender. So now you have to go on doing that. Now this temple has become famous for book distribution. It should remain famous. Otherwise, it's like the mouse who became a tiger again become a mouse. So now you've become a tiger. So you should remain a tiger. Don't become a mouse. And you should be bigger tiger than Begovaya tiger. You should have a good competition. And I think now Gaunatai is usually better than Begovaya. So you should always remain in that position. And when I go to Begovaya, I'll tell them that you must beat Gaunatai in book distribution. So you try to beat each other. And you can do that not by becoming big and proud and puffed up, but by working very hard for Krishna in a surrendered mood. That is practical surrender.
Yeah, it is practice.